I'd like to begin with a short overview of the background to the Gifford Pathfinder evaluation.
Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You are listening to a talk as part of the Data Linkage and Mining Vision, Possibilities and Practicalities Conference organised by the Scottish Universities Insight Institute. This talk was recorded on the 10th of March 2011, Morag McNeil and Bob Stradling, University of Edinburgh, making use of routine data, lessons learned from the Getting It Right for Every Child Pathfinder evaluation.
I'd like to begin with a short overview of the background to the Gifford Pathfinder evaluation framework and go on to position.
I hope that I'll be able to take approach in relation to the wellbeing indicators and their measurement. I hope that I'll be able to take case in looking at wellbeing and end with looking at measurement, but in fact, don't think that's going to be the case in terms of systematically recording data with looking at children's records. The Gifford approach can provide.
I think I've got to flag up that systematically recorded data
needs to be seen through a very particular filter.
I think I've got to flag up that what's presented this morning of an approach to children's services,
namely what I might
specifically
describe as the fast-moving,
shape-shifting pathfinder of an approach to children's services,
namely what I might describe as the fast-moving, shape-shifting
at the start of a pathfinder process
that was Gifford,
neither the integrated shape nor the elements which constituted it.
At the start of a pathfinder process,
beginning to evolve,
neither the integrated shape nor the elements which constituted it were conformed.
It was designed so that
to
it had flexibility
to follow the evolving
evaluation
position.
And so, of course,
it was designed so that it had any
ability
time,
to follow the evolving pathfinder
was strongly
position.
Influenced by changes,
and so, of course,
focus,
the direction of evaluation
emerging in
additional
any given
problems,
time,
new stakeholders, and so
strongly
on.
Influenced by changes,
an iterative evaluative
emerging
approach,
in additional
provided
problems,
the adaptability
needed,
and so
each
on.
Stage.
An iterative evaluative
multiple
approach
provided
the adaptability
needed
each other
at each stage.
This approach
providing
also facilitated
multiple evaluations
need for feeding into
and
key
informing
learning each other feedback.
This
and
approach
broader
also facilitated
emerging
from the identification
key
of various
feedback
and for broader transferability
basic
emerging from the application
of various cyclical
very
process
a part of it
basic
so what were
the national data parameters
into
very
which
much
any
a,
data
a
generated by
it.
The Gifford practice model
so what
need
were
the national data
and
parameters
into
which
any data
generated
by
the Gifford practice
model
about the national data
framework
any evaluative action
set up
to guide
aware
public reporting
on
the progress
towards
achieving
framework
five cross-government strategic
set up to guide
public
reporting
on
the progress
towards
achieving
and failure
safer
cross
stronger
strategic
objectives.
Healthier,
linked to these
healthier
strategic
stronger
15
national outcomes,
and linked to these
cleaner
national outcomes are
linked to these strategic objectives
are
15
national outcomes.
15
linked to these
national
outcomes
are
45
national
outcomes
are specifically linked
four
to
these
children's services.
Focusing on best start,
quality of outcomes
are specifically linked
to children's
services.
There are other
focusing
national outcomes
more
geared
to the
longer
term,
and by that
service,
I mean
that
there
only
are
be
other
national outcomes
appropriate
provision
is made
at the right
times.
By that,
I mean
that
they can only
an example of this is
if appropriate provision
is made
at the
right
times
for children.
And there are other national outcomes,
an example of this
which
is the
factors
we live long.
Economic
and
environmental
factors,
and there are other
which directly
and
yet
indirectly
which
impact
on
factors,
the delivery of children's
social,
services,
economic and
environmental
and factors,
which
directly
and
indirectly
impact
on the delivery of
children's services,
and
poverty.
An example is
decreasing the
through all this,
of course,
are
the
well-being
indicators,
in
which
poverty.
You might describe as the interface between data
seeming
through
all
this,
of course,
are the
well-being
indicators,
and
the
national
outcomes
and
their
as
the interface between
data
drivers
obtainable
kinds of
from
data
the child's record
routinely
collected,
and the national outcomes
at government level,
indicators,
these
national
outcomes
and
the
kinds
of
cannot
be
routinely
collected
and detailed.
At
or
government
comprehensive
level,
and detailed,
national
as those
indicators
could be
meaningfully
comprehensively pulled out
for
the
well-being
indicators at child level,
as those
which could be meaningfully
if you like, the interpretation of it distilled into the more high-level headline
these
indicators.
Are, if you like,
that's good.
An abridged interpretation of it
distilled into the more high-level headline
there
indicators.
There are weaknesses and gaps.
That's good.
It's good to have a sense roots
and these
clear correspondences.
It's good to have a sense.
But there are weaknesses and gaps,
actually
and
need
to, have a sense
to do the translation,
if you like.
It's good to have
for
a sense
the data people
of where
and
the
practitioners
actually
kind of
need to do the translations,
needed,
if you like, for the data people
and their kinds of minds.
Before we look
kind of
at the potential for GERFIC generated data,
it would be worth considering the kinds of data.
Before we look
do feedback
at
to
the
potential for GERFIC generated data,
it would be worth considering the kinds
the
of data
literature
which do feedback
a
to the
government.
Of researchers, perhaps particularly Ben Haria,
the research literature
pulled out
three distinct
approaches
to the
development
and selection of indicators in children's well-being.
We've looked at
pulled out
three distinct approaches to the development
one of these
and selection
can be described
of indicators
data-driven
well-being,
where
indicators tend to be developed and selected on the basis
one
of what's
of these
available.
Can be described as
existing
data
sets,
where indicators tend
exploited.
To be developed or selected
this can be
on the basis
partly
of what's available.
Because processes
existing
for data
gathering and analysis
are
already
in place.
This
can
be partly
it can also
because
be
processes
partly
for
because
data
it's likely that
baselines
are
already
in place.
It can also be partly because
it's
time
likely that
baselines are already
in
place.
Sometimes, though,
the need to
facilitate
existing
data
over time
data
and indicators
can stifle
discussions
though,
about whether
or
not
to retain existing data
for the new purpose.
Data indicators
can stifle discussions
of course,
about
we
whether
know
or not they're
the most
suitable ones for the new purpose,
new,
which are now being used.
Transformational change
but of course,
initiatives don't
we
happen in a vacuum.
Even
we live in
a
very
world
and
new
and we build on what's gone before.
Transformational change initiatives
another kind
don't
of
in
indicators
we live
seem
in
to be policy driven
and rebuilding.
They can be used
before.
For national data gathering purposes.
Another
too,
kind
of
indicators
that
usually
be policy driven
provide feedback.
They can be used
for national
data
policies
too,
or
of course,
in order
here
to inform
the development
of new policy
feedback.
It's worth looking at where this approach had its roots
in order
to inform the
indicators
of new policy.
And it started.
It's worth looking at where this approach had its roots
and
that
was
in
performance indicators.
As this approach developed, and it
indicators
started
were added
with
that
focus
processes,
inputs,
means
of turning inputs
into outputs.
As this approach
and
developed,
the
indicators
were added
that
measured
processes.
Means
and
of turning
emphasis
into
our
indicators
that
measure
and recently there has been a growing tendency
in practice a lot of policy
and
driven
growing
emphasis
on
indicators
emphasizing
the importance
of
outcomes
still
in
tend
practice,
to include
a lot
a high
policy driven
indicator
sets
and
by emphasizing the importance of outcomes
the distinction between
outputs and outcomes
a high
proportion
of output
in
and
practice.
Process indicators
this reflects one of
the
distinction between outputs and
outcomes
is not always
clearly
simplistic
business
logic
model to
public this reflects
services.
One of the problems
where there's often no physical product
that
can
be
described
as
an
logic model
with the distinction between the output
and
its
where
there's
often
no
physical
learned.
Product that
so
can be described
as an output
that
most
with
of the
distinction
between
the output
and its
effects
often
tend to be an amalgam.
So it's perhaps not surprising
that
most of the
indicator
measures
developed
to inform or evaluate
the third common
approach
tend to
be an amalgam
where the focus is on developing or selecting the best possible indicators from a theoretical point
the
of
third
view.
Common approach is theory-driven.
These
where
perspectives
have
tended
to
drive
the shift
the best
towards
seeing the
child as the primary unit
of view.
Observation.
These perspectives have similarly
tended
to drive
the
shift
the
towards seeing the child
of the
as the primary unit
well-being.
Of view. Observation.
The introduction of positive
similarly,
as well as
it's included the inclusion,
the emphasis
on
subjective
well-being.
Ignored domains.
The introduction
of positive as well as negative indicators
around
well-being.
Emphasis
on
previously
ignored
domains.
Kinds of data
well
emerging from
different
approaches to data
collection
inform the national picture
but
at
all
some
of
level.
These different kinds of data
and while it's possible
to develop
from a range of data
collection
inform the national
can
picture
give us a
at some
level
picture of clear
and while it's possible to develop
from a
range of
data
childs,
profile,
the data
sets
can give us a
general
picture
present
of clear
a common
baseline
we might
need to
get
right
for every child
enabling coordination
to be
made across
don't
at present have
a
common
baseline
at individual level
any
of its forms, enabling coordinations to be made across most cases,
although of course we can use any individual diagnosis,
but we can't in most cases disaggregate and look at the cases in most of course profile them in various databases, but we can't in most cases disaggregate and look at the various indices profiled on a broader basis till these links and identified level going to be level of each child. And so till we can, we're not able to make an assumption limits and put in place young person uses more about that possible substances. We're not able to make an assumption, for instance, or to go across a person's database might be overweight with substances, is physically inactive and have health problems, or to go across to another database might be overweight.
Let's come down now to the identifying
and have health problems and so of data.
We know
let's come down now to the identifying providing outcomes that do build of data.
We know that of how each child plan is doing can potentially provide outcomes to different levels, and we have the right translation of how each child is doing.
Data people skills
could be aggregated from the data levels, if we have the right translation framework
from practitioner skills to data people skills to the and inform the data related needs of the
to fully understand the process and suggesting we need a map of each child correspondence
because every child has weaknesses.
To fully understand the process and suggesting we need a map to chart the correspondence,
so let's because of course it has
at
weaknesses.
Our first attempt,
this
no
is an early attempt that
we made at mapping.
So let's
and this is
our first attempt. And this is an early attempt that
last night
we made
sent off
mapping
to the government.
And
a
this
new
is
chart.
We're stuck with this today.
So here we've got a chart.
We're thinking about three or four of these
charts should be into the public domain.
Each child, yes.
And
so
we can see
here
another triangle chart
with the left
corresponding
with
child
development.
Right.
Each child,
as in my world,
and we can see another triangle.
The right
with the left
side
representing
child system
development
and processes.
As in my world,
while the
base
triangle,
the
right
to the
side representing
the system's
changes
in processes,
which might
positively
or negatively
while the base of the triangle relates to the child's environment.
Now, if we look at child's outcomes,
positively or
negatively,
selected
any
potential
categories
about.
Now, if we look at
outcomes
specific to the child plan,
we've selected very
some potential categories of outcome.
Particular outcomes
specific to the
assessment
child plan,
now they can be very indicators,
we'll
and the position of the child
when they're
in our discussion
groups,
to meeting normative
assessment
development
using
well-being indicators,
and the position of the child
outcomes,
on the predictive
here
path
we highlight
to meeting normative action,
the extent to which the child and family feel
if we look
that
at process outcomes, here we highlight measures
so on.
Similarly,
the extent to which
the child
to engagement
feel,
and partnership
listen to,
their
concerns taken
to.
Seriously, and so on.
Similarly,
measures relating to engagement and partnership,
the level of aggregation,
more to every child level.
In the next
and on the child's outcome side,
we've
selected
an
example of the level
of
aggregation
milestone
to the every child
of
level.
Breadth.
Also,
and on the child's
outcome
side, areas
which
we've examined
are meeting the developmental
these.
Milestones.
Map shows
because
the potential
of its
breadth.
The data
also because
from a number
of
individual
children's
records
and planning
and aggregating
the
map shows
the potential
for aggregation
of data,
for example, looked
from
at
a number
children.
Of individual children's
and it doesn't exclude the possibility
and aggregating
of
aggregating it
into groups of
any
configurations
of
for example,
data
after children.
And specific local
and it doesn't
priorities
exclude
or national,
the possibility
some
of
which are listed here,
collecting
comprehensive
read targeted data
on specific local priorities.
When we move across
the
process,
some
outcomes are listed here,
right
hand side,
to read
the emphasis shifts from the individual experience.
When we move across
the process,
as in the
previous slide, to
right
self-evaluation,
the emphasis shifts
from
the
individual
experience of these
generally
processes,
generally
to
ascertain whether
the
support
to being provided
self-evaluation
and performance
monitoring
by local managers,
and so
generally
on,
to ascertain whether
allowing
the possibility of
child
collecting
process outcome
data across
time
and around,
the key
specifically allowing topic. The possibility again, of this exciting process out from data and across and around the key principles of
finding information
and again from the inner examples there around the triangle which represents each child
finding information
is helping
from the
to
inner
better
ring
interpret around the
what
triangle
finding
which represents
from the outer
each
ring
child
which represents more
is
every
helping
child
to better interpret
in other words
what we've been finding from
the outer ring
which represents
to bring that
every together
collated data
and to demonstrate
in words,
how individual outcome data
the third
and protective
seeks to bring that
could
all
be together
to the more general
and to demonstrate how individual outcome data and protective and adverse factors could be related
at the bottom,
to the more general inequalities,
social exclusion, homelessness,
crime,
aimed
at
that
and so
on.
Green box
so
at
again,
the bottom,
inner
reducing inequalities, social
ring,
exclusion, around
the triangle
very much relates
to
getting
bread
for each child.
So again,
outer
the inner
ring
relates to the outcome measures
ring,
which
are local
around the triangle
very much
to relates
to getting
bread for each child.
The outer ring relates to the outcome measures which
outer
authority
might
choose to employ to ascertain if
and seeks to show
every child
how the outcome
and
data the
third
and
out
of inner
and second
ring
could feed into
and
highlight
many
and seeks to show how the outcome data collected
as many inner
and second
rings
could feed into
and
highlight
before you get from one
element
to the other
indicators.
But
now
so as
many
translations
LNR
requires
many
other issues
from one
address
to ensure
that
these links
can
meaningfully
that's
happen, at
least
the and that
the
most
and
basic
are, of course,
many
other
issues
to address
to ensure that
sound links
can meaningfully
happen,
and that
the
most
of the
basic level data
and
monitored
as
and
robustly
and
soundly
as adequate
and
comprehensive.
The quality of the evidence for the
an appropriate infrastructure
monitored,
enabling
the training
collated from individual
to
aggregated
integrated levels.
An appropriate infrastructure
as
enabling
this to be collated
from individual
levels
as for the
data
to integrated
levels,
categorised,
analysed,
interpreted,
as opposed
with responsibilities
at local
levels
for the data
anybody
to be cleaned,
categorised,
analysed,
interpreted,
and able to facilitate
secondary
analysis
to managers
data,
and anybody
who
would use it
in
an appropriate form
of interest,
and
able
to facilitate secondary analysis
of the
data.
To explain
now,
comparisons
I'm going
between
to jumps
of interest
here because
and
not
of
least
of
time, and
we'll move
on to looking at
now,
an outcomes-based
I'm going
approach.
To jump slides
again,
here
because
of
time,
of
time
all right,
and we'll
right,
move on
right,
to looking
right,
at an
outcomes-based
approach
has been designed
as an
outcomes-based
approach
right,
to providing help and support
right,
for children
right,
and young
people.
GIRFEC,
the outcomes
has been designed as an outcomes-based
consequence
to providing help and support
for
single specific action, or the outcomes can be
simple
consequences
of a
single
number of
related or
non-related
actions
up to
any
level
and no
program
consequences.
They
facilitate
a
number
of related
and
unrelated
actions.
The
maintaining
of the leading
focus
to be
on
the
child.
They
facilitate,
then,
as
we
discussed
when
we were looking
at the maintaining of the leading focus
to be
on
the
child.
In
the
context
then,
of children's services,
when we were
looking
at outcomes,
maps, maybe
outcomes
can
be
measured individual
at
child
levels,
right
or
not.
In
the
context
of children's
services,
the
outcomes
may be assessed
at
the level
an
of the individual
child,
right
to
facilitate
to
monitoring over
level
time
or
over different
level
time spans,
from longer
to
shorter.
An outcomes approach
we can illustrate
this
facilitates monitoring
over
focusing
time on
the
child
time
span
and
being safe.
Shorter.
Exploring
we can illustrate this
with the
next
slide,
focusing
on
child protection.
And
that
chart
is equally
comprehensive.
Exploring
distinctions
between
short-term
and
intermediate.
You can see
in
column
1,
that chart is
equally
comprehensive.
Immediate
outcomes,
service and
example,
child
warning
risk.
You can
see
in column
1,
more generally,
outcomes
here
can
relate
very
specifically
to
amelioration
of
a specific
unneglect.
Usually,
more generally,
outcomes here
can relate
very specifically
to
amelioration
of a
specific
unmet need.
Usually, the
one
that
has
appropriate
drawn
attention
to
intermediate
actions
to alleviate the impact that harm
or
risk
looks at progress
measures.
Outcomes
intermediate actions
relate
to
alleviate
the progress
being made
to address
the
child's
other
needs
and
concerns.
And to addressing
the
wider
impact,
relate
both
to
the
progress
concern
made
to address
the
child's
other
well-being
and
concerns,
that
can
and
to addressing
the
wider
impact,
safety
from
harm,
the immediate
and
concern
neglect,
may have had,
but
it
can include physical,
mental,
that
emotional
can include
health, things,
achievements
safety from school, harm,
relationships,
and neglect,
self-respect,
can
and
esteem,
physical,
mental,
emotional
health,
behaviors,
and
achievements
and
at school,
so
relationships.
If we look at
the
longer term, the
outcomes provide
an indication
of
whether or not the child's
well-being
and
developmental
trajectory. trajectory.
If we look at the longer term, the outcomes provide an indication of whether or not there have been any recurrence of concerns and needs
are now in line with the children are developing stage, as it should be,
whether or not there have been any recurrence of concerns and needs
to cope with the children are developing as it should be,
and that the intervention and subsequent support has enabled the child to avoid further concerns and problems,
and that maybe intervention with the particular concerns and needs
has enabled that child to avoid initially the negative outcomes that may be associated
to ensure that the child's recovery plan works at individual levels
that can be integrated and aggregated
to ensure that the child's recovery plan works at individual levels that
can be integrated and aggregated into other
concerning
different levels
for different purposes
is at the core of the challenge of
what
working to ensure
some degree of clear
concerning
correspondence
between what is
routinely
and systematically recorded
to ensure some degree of
also
clear
correspondence
between what is
routinely
and
systematically
recorded
and internal quality
and what
assurance.
Is also systematically
monitoring and reviewing
mid-level indicators
are also
scrutiny
for not
and
only
internal
for maturity
quality assurance
receiving
monitoring
support,
and reviewing
also for building up
also
greater understanding
only
of what's affecting
that the child
in which condition appropriate
and identifying
but
also
for building up
and greater
understanding
of what's
which could be hide
in
higher conditions
and
identifying
to give
reinforcing patterns
and milestones
very much within the norm
which could be highly individualistic
the GIFEC framework
around the children's
very much within the norm
also facilitates the recording
the
of intended
framework
and achieved
around
outcomes,
the children's
levels of progression
and
and
also facilitates
between
the recording
not
of
just
intended and
achieved outcomes,
evidence,
levels of
that
practitioners
bring
and
to their
records in
between,
quality
not
of
just
that
at descriptor level,
all this
founded
to work
and evidence
and
that practitioners bring to their
the
record
key
points of
data
to be collected
systematically
to
enough
work
and
often
and
routinely
enough
the,
to
be
used
key points of
data to
be collected
systematically
enough
and
infrastructure
is
and
routinely
important.
Enough
to
and
that's
to ensure that practitioners
have informed
children
and
infrastructure
with a sense of
what the
really
government
important.
And what authorities are
and
prioritising
that's to ensure
that
time
practitioners
have
informed
and knowledgeable
with a
sense
of what the government and local
authorities
are
prioritising
at the
time
are skilled
and responsible
in
developing
a comprehensive
reporting
database
reporting
children
that
they're
also
all
aware
staff
of the need to
have a skilled and responsible
in understanding
the importance
of the quality of the
reporting
and
have
a
sense
also
of differentiation
between
different kinds
of levels
the basis
of quality
of
evidence
report
that
they
understand the
need
to
differentiate
between
different kinds
of levels
judgments
and decisions
of
evidence
with subjective
that
they
understand the need
to
triangulate
this
evidence base
that they
have
developed
decisions
especially
where
subjective
to be negotiated
in
the
agreed
authority
levels
that
they
have
a developed
outcomes
of
well-being
indicators
negotiated
of and
agreed
at healthy
and so on
levels
and also
of how
scrutiny
headings
and evidence
of well-being
indicators
of
aggression
that is
so
in each
and
also
in
the scrutiny
headings
that
are
evidence
and
the most
basic
level
for
aggression
that is in each child's
record
and that's not
so
evidence and well-founded
the rest
won't
this recording is copyright of Iris 2011 may be reused under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution This recording is copyright of Iris 2011 UK may Scotland be reused license. Under the terms of the Go Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike UK Scotland license. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.